Section 3. Calculating the income tax and NIC's liability. HMRC guidance tells us that once your PSA has been authorised and you've received Form P626 from HMRC, your next step is to calculate the tax and NICs that will be due under the PSA. Reference is made to contacting HMRC's employer helpline, which I have to say I have never found necessary and would have the usual concerns about waiting to get a response and then wondering whether the person at the other end will be sufficiently trained to be able to answer my questions on PSAs. HMRC guidance refers to four steps involved in working out the total amount payable to HMRC under a PSA. First, you must calculate the total value, including VAT, of the expenses and benefits included in your PSA. Second, you must calculate the tax due on the items covered by the PSA. And we're told to note that the tax due will differ depending on how many employees pay tax at the basic rate and how many pay at the higher or additional rate of tax. Third, you must gross up this total tax figure. And again, we're told you will have to take into account year of whether employees pay tax at the basic, higher or additional rate. Finally, you must calculate Class 1B national insurance contributions as a fixed percentage, 12.8% for 2010-11, but now 13.8%. This will be a fixed percentage of the combined total of the value, including VAT, of all items in the PSA that attract a Class 1 or Class 1A NIC's liability, plus the grossed-up tax total from Step 2 above. Next, we're told that HMRC will finalise and confirm with you the total tax and NICs payable between 6th of July and 19th October. And the date by which payment must reach HMRC is 22nd of October if you pay by electronic means. To make sure HMRC can agree the amount due by the 19th or 22nd of October deadline, you should inform them of the value of the items included in your PSA at the earliest opportunity. HMRC points us to Form PSA1, which can be downloaded from the HMRC website, although it is likely to have been sent to the employer by the HMRC tax office when returning the signed P626 registration forms. The PSA1 is a calculation table where the first column is a list of the type of benefit or expense paid, followed by a number of columns from A to I to enter the total cost of the benefit or expense paid. Then three pairs of columns to deal with the tax band split for 20% basic rate, 40% higher rate, and the 50% additional rate of tax. Finally, we have the total tax column H and the total Class 1B NICs due column I. Like me, I assume that many of you will use an Excel spreadsheet, but if these calculations are new to you, the PSA1 table will be a useful guide to setting up your spreadsheet. Next, I want to talk you through a simple example of a PSA calculation, although you can also look at the HMRC example on the website page. Go to the Employer Blue Box, click on Expenses and Benefits, then PSAs. My example is where the Salesman of the Year was awarded a £5,000 holiday that has to be taxed at his or her tax rate of, say, 40%. And there is also staff entertaining costs of £5,000 to be taxed at the average rate for the employees and directors who enjoy this function. Having registered PSA for taxable staff incentives and staff entertaining costs, and then using the PSA1 form, I will start with row 1 to enter the heading of staff incentive, put in £5,000 as the total cost in column A, and in column D, the value of benefit provided to 40% taxpayers. The same figure of £5,000 will be entered. In column E, I will enter the figure of £3,333.33, which is the £5,000 benefit taxed at 40%, giving tax due of £2,000, that has to be multiplied by 100 over 60 to achieve the grossing up at 40%. total tax due of £3,333.33 is entered in column H. And in column I, the total Class 1B NICs is calculated as 12.8% for 2010-11 of the total of columns A, which is the £5,000 benefit, and H, which is the tax due of £3,333. In other words, £8,333 times 12.8%, which equals £1,066.62. Next, we enter in row 2 the heading of staff entertaining, and in column A, the total cost figure of £5,000. Let us assume that payroll have told me that 20% of the people on the payroll are higher rate taxpayers, and that 80% of them are basic rate taxpayers. So that in column B, we have to enter the cost figure of £4,000. In other words, 80% of £5,000. And in column C, the grossed up tax figure of £1,000, which is arrived at by multiplying the cost of £4,000 by 20% tax, which is £800, and then grossing that by multiplying £800 times 100 over 80. In column D, we enter the figure of £1,000, which is the cost apportioned to higher rate taxpayers, in other words, 20% of the £5,000 total cost. In column C, we show the grossed up tax figure of £666.66. That is the cost of £1,000 times 40%, which equals £400, grossed up by 100 over 60 to arrive at £666.66. Next, we add the total tax figures from column C, £1,000, and column E, £666.66, to show the total tax due of £1,666.66 in row 2, column H. And in row 2, column I, the total Class 1B NICs is calculated as 12.8% for 2010-11 of the total of columns A, that is £5,000, and H, tax due of £1,666. In other words, £6,666 times 12.8%, which is £853.24 Class 1B NICs. Finally, we add up the totals from rows 1 and 2, giving us a total tax figure of £4,999.99 and a total Class 1B NICs figure of £1,919.86. This means that the total amount payable to HMRC by the 19th or 22nd of October deadline will be £6,919.85. I appreciate that it is not so easy to understand the computations when you cannot see the figures in front of you, but perhaps you could download a copy of the form PSA 1 and complete the form next time you log on if you are unable to do this at the time you're listening to me now.